Bonnie seen three great big coyotes crossing the big field, coming right across the yard.
Paul, the record meeting for the Haney County Commission for Monday, September 17th. Ashley, would you please establish the quorum?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton's not here. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And we have established a quorum.
Would you please explain the meeting?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is entered as Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is entered into evidence as Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. No project will be reviewed and voted upon by the, or each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or project name will be called. At that time, you'll be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your respective case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Minutes for August 2012. I guess everybody's had a chance to look at that. Anybody want to give me a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Approved. Okay. First one on the agenda for a final vote is the Branson Zip Line.
You had a vote on it.
What?
Did we vote on it or did I miss it?
You got to vote on it.
You got to vote on it.
Oh, yeah. All in favor of accepting the minutes as written? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Okay, final vote. Branson Zipline.
Okay. Do you want me to? I can go through the proposed summary really quickly here. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the fire, sewer, and water districts, and also the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Empire District Electric Company, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Third, compliance letters from both the City of Branson and the City of Hollister. Fourth, a copy of the signed lease agreement shall be provided to the Planning Department. Fifth, recorded copies of the easements regarding both the crossing of Lake Taney Como and Lake Shore Drive shall be provided to the Planning Department. Sixth, the six-foot-tall opaque fence shall be provided between the properties in question and the residences to the north. Seventh, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Eighth, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. Ninth, the decision is subject to all existing easements. Tenth, the Branson Landing Zip Line shall operate no later than 10:30 a.m. And 11, the existing driveway off of East Lake Street shall be improved and hard surfaced with asphalt, chip and seal, or concrete. 12th, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 13 prior to the issuance of the Division II Certificate of Conformance, the developer shall first obtain a certificate of occupancy from the City of Branson for the portion of the project within municipal jurisdiction. And 14, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, back to number 10 there. I think you said 10:30, if I heard correctly.
Okay.
I don't think so, because they indicated that they had to comply with what the landing hours were, or they weren't going to do the project.
I thought you stated 10:30.
And I may have. If I did, I misspoke.
Which one is right?
Let's ask the folks that's going to do the thing, make sure.
Yes, we need the later hours.
You need 12:30.
We need 12:30, yeah, more
that's
later.
That's what I understood.
Yes.
Does the commission have any questions? The Branson Tip Line.
I went over there, and I drove down on the property and where the orange fence is and everything. And they said all the trees had blown down. She's got plenty of protection between her house and I talked to more than one of them. The only thing they was concerned about was 12:30. They thought it should be 10 o'clock.
Why cannot we make it hours the same as the landing?
The landing hours vary. On a regular basis, they're 10 o'clock, but then they have a lot of special events. Mm-hmm. And in our lease with the landing, we are required to be open when they're open. So on their special events, they want us to be open later.
Will they be mostly on weekends?
Probably so. I'm not sure all of their scheduled things. I know they have those concerts on Saturday nights, that they have the free concerts. And then they have things for the holidays where they do July 4th, fireworks, displays, and, all of the things they do, I don't even know.
Can we stipulate it that it's the same hours that they're doing business?
That makes sense to me.
Instead of making it 12:30 all summer long, and theirs only open until 9:30 or 10, and those people in those neighborhoods, they might be a lot easier to get along.
Yeah. How can you get the lease agreement signed?
It's because of the same hours of their operation.
Would that work?
Yeah, now there's different businesses that open different hours down there.
I'm sure the bars are open later.
Yeah, they're all open later. The restaurants, some of those are open.
But the shops close like at 10 o'clock?
I varied hours there as well, I think. They have different leases with their big retailers than they do their smaller ones.
Okay.
I'd like to make it work for the man, but I'd like to make it work for everybody else.
Would I be out of line to speak towards the noise at this, or can I?
The noise is not the issue right at this time.
Well, isn't the hours
problem based on the noise?
I suppose they're interconnected, yeah.
After the meeting last time I spoke with, last week I spoke with two or three of the property owners there, and I asked them the question, do they hear noise from the candlestick or do they hear noise from the landing? And they all said they hear very little noise from the candlestick. They hear noise from the landing. And that makes sense to me, and that with the tree buffer that you saw is there blocks the candlestick noise, and yet the landing noise comes right across the lake. Oops, sorry. And I think that's what they're concerned about. Our level of noise will be no louder and probably less than the candlestick deck. I mean, we'll have two people at a time going down that off of the zip line where they're possibly four, but they, versus the candlestick deck could have a party going on there. And I think they're overly concerned. I think when they see our operation and the low level of noise, they won't care about the hours. And obviously, when you make a large investment, you want to be open the hours that there's customers. And so, you know, we would request not having a strict hour rule on, you know, contingency on here, because if we have the business, and we don't know. I mean, people may not want to ride this past 10 o'clock. Well, they may. And I mean, this is a major investment, and most businesses, you have to be open when there's customers, and we'd certainly like to go into this with that option if possible.
So the way the contract you'd have to sign with the landing would read that you would have to keep it open every night, 7 days a week, till 12:30?
No, I don't believe it reads that. And I don't know the details of that. Our attorney has dealt with that, but he's told us that we have to be open the hours that the landing is open, including the special events. I don't know that that's... I don't think that it specifies 12:30.
Do you know, Daryl?
I've been involved.
He's been more involved in that side of it than I have.
Attorneys, and it's basically... The lease requires us to be open whenever the landing tells us we have to be open. And so anytime that we are not open during that time period, when they say you have to be open till midnight on a certain day, if we don't do it, there's a penalty clause in there, and the penalty is so large that if we can't be open, we won't be able to actually do the project. It's all based on they're giving us exclusive rights to do this within the landing. So in return for that, they're demanding that we be open when they tell us to be. And so our attorneys have like argued it for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we couldn't get them to budge on it. They demand to be able to control our operating hours.
Do they require the shops to do the same thing?
No, but I think they might do to some of the restaurants and bars. They require them to have certain hours, so they won't let them close early because there isn't any traffic. The thing is, with us, if there's no traffic, we might be open down there, but we won't be actually operating. But they'll require us to have it staffed and to be able to operate. So the 12:30 works for us because I'm certain they're not going to require us to be open past midnight. But I think that there's a good chance that on certain nights, at least, they'll require us to be open until midnight in the summertime. And then during November and December, we're going to be allowed to close early, like at dark, in order to not interfere with the nativity scene. And that's something that we worked.
That took weeks.
It took a long, long time to get that approved through their side. But we'll be able to close early during the Christmas season in order to keep from having any kind of interference with the nativity scene.
So if you're feeling that you're not intending to keep it open 12:30, 7 days a week?
No. It's just like the one we have out on the north side of town. We kind of have the same, I think we have a 12:30 on that one too. And we keep it open until midnight just a handful of times during the year. And the same type of thing. We had our neighbors, they're really concerned. Once we opened there, they realized we don't interfere with their property at all. They don't hear us. They don't even know when we're open at night. So we haven't had any kind of problems. And I think it's the same thing here. When we have permission to be able to do that, we'll do it a few times and when we're told to by the landing, but we have no intention because obviously that late at night, we're not going to be making money. We won't have enough customers to be able to actually, but we're doing it because we're told to, so we can be open the rest of the time.
You know, the one thing that we've talked about there is if there's a big convention in town and the Hilton and the convention center is full of people, it could be that there's activity down there, you know, past typical normal hours where we would want to stay open later for a group or a convention or something like that.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rick, what are you going to do about this?
stipulation on the plan.
Well, they're absolutely right on the landing. I've heard that before, that you have to be open during their stipulated hours. And they're also right that if there's nobody there to write it, they're just going to be standing around anyway. And it probably will not interfere. Since we had 10:30 on one and we had 12:30 on another document, I wanted to specify what it was. So I really don't see any concern with it.
Okay, I would entertain a motion then for the granting zip line.
I'd make a motion to accept as presented.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Carried.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your consideration. Thank you.
Okay. Jake's Lake shipping containers as well.
And in summary on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for stormwater management. Second, a compliance letter from the fire district shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a 6-foot tall opaque privacy fence shall be provided around the entire property. Fourth, the outside storage area shall have security fencing and lighting. Fifth, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. Sixth, the decision is subject to all existing easements. Seven, the storage of shipping containers shall be limited specifically to the areas indicated on the Jakes Lake storage preliminary plat submitted as part of this Division 3 permit application. Eighth, the storage of shipping containers shall be allowed on the property in question for a period of time. And I'll be honest, I just threw a time period out there. I didn't know how the Planning Commission felt about this, but the staff proposed not to exceed 2 years from the date of approval. Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And 10th, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days of the approval shall expire. We propose to revise some of these conditions because initially it was the staff's understanding that this was going to be a permanent use and that these were going to take the place of some of these buildings, but it's my understanding that this is being proposed as a temporary use until these buildings are constructed.
One thing that needs to be in there that all the containers would be painted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Commission, do you have any questions for representing?
I do. Will the containers totally go away within that 2-year period, or are we still going to leave like the original?
Well, it's my understanding that where we propose the containers, they'd be kept in those areas only.
But forever, possibility forever.
Well, the way I presented it was is when he starts building the storage units, that where these containers are sitting in storage units would go, they would have to leave the site.
But we would still retain the area that presented originally for storage.
Yeah. What I'm saying is the original approval would stay exactly the same, but as he develops it in there, because what we've done, we've put containers where buildings were. When that building there's a Division 2 pulled on that, then he would have to take those containers off the site.
How many containers totally are we talking about?
I think it was 73.
Yeah, I believe there were 73.
Could that be in that summary here?
It says per the per the preliminary plat, that dictates where they're at.
Yeah, but there's not 73 originally, is there?
For the original containers? Program? There wasn't no containers approved originally.
Okay, yeah. I thought we had a row of them or something
out there. No, there's
there were. It's on the right-hand lower corner. Those are not containers. That's building.
Yeah, but that wasn't the original deal.
Here's the original.
That's what we approved back then.
Yeah, that's right.
This here was outside storage?
Yes.
And this was buildings? So what I'm saying is, you know, if he comes here to building these buildings, these will all go away.
Sure.
And then if that is, depends on your decision, you can make them all go away or still leave that as outside storage. But as this is developed, like here we've got them road up, this road will have to be built to serve these units. So these will have to leave because the road builds there where they're at.
Well, I don't think we'll ever get rid of the containers if
you let them happen.
He's out of compliance now.
Right.
And in the original application, he says there will be no
containers.
If we give them more room, what makes you think they're going to come into compliance immediately? I can't see that personally.
Well, he's already started the fence over there. And
well, he was agreed to do the fence before he put anything on.
See, the thing, it's chicken and the egg kind of deal. When he pulls a Division II permit, that kicks a decision record in to build the fence and do all of that stuff. And he didn't pull any Division II permits because he wasn't going to build a building. And he moved those containers in there and wasn't supposed to. Then Bob wrote him a letter, and then he put a stop work order, I think, on it. And then he discussed it with Bob, and Bob said, come back before the board. You know, if you didn't understand or whatever, and that's what we're doing. He knows he's out of compliance. We're not saying that we're not. It's just that we're trying to get it in compliance. And he's agreed to build the whole fence out there around the whole thing like he wants. And I know he's ordered the material. There is part of it up already. Of course, the neighbors out there, they don't like where the fence is going to go because it's going to be within 4 foot of some of the houses.
They built the wrong place.
Yeah, they didn't adhere to the setbacks. And you've got septic tanks over on his property. You know, it's just a mixture of everything out there because that old property set there in that pond and people used it. He's went in there and cleaned it up, filled it up. And it's just a bad situation there.
As I understand it, the only thing we've got before us tonight is whether or not we allow him 73 pads in there.
That's correct.
But now what we're talking about is the containers will be set temporarily because they've got to be out of there in 2 years, and you're going to have something blocked up on blocks with critters under them. And if he's going to use storage containers, I'd rather give approval on something with storage containers if they were set up permanently.
Well, the storage containers, they're not, from what I understand from him, they're really not meant to store stuff, so much stuff on site. They will store some stuff in them. But it's almost like a rental. A lot of it is.
I understand the internet. Yeah, they use them on jobs and stuff.
But I don't think they set them on anything. I think they just set them on the ground.
Well, yeah, but that's a temporary setup. Like you take them out to a construction site.
Right.
Action Trailers does trailers.
Yeah, you know, construction sites, some of the businesses store outside, you know, during peak business.
But that isn't what he asked for in his original thing, in my estimation.
And no, he didn't.
And it's a messing up the deal. Mm-hmm. And he's got the original thing, and if he wanted to do something different, I would feel a lot more inclined if he were in compliance at the present time.
Well, I think until he gets in compliance, we are denied the 73 pads. And let him do the job that we originally agreed to. Because he ain't even trying to do it right now, other than the fence.
Well, that's all, you know, how do I explain this? The decision record, we record it, and you've got your summary there of your objects. Until you build a building, you're not required, or until you get a permit for a building, you're not required to build a fence.
Well, yeah, but we were told there was not going to be any containers.
Right. So what I'm saying, he wasn't out of compliance until he moved a container in there. It's not the fence.
You don't know. It's the container.
It's the container. Right. And that's why we're back here asking.
He's trying to just ignore us in the first place.
I can't answer that, Ray.
I think the fence is a stopgap effort to get around us to begin with so he can have the containers there.
I don't think that's right.
For 2 years, I'll tell
you. May not be. That's kind of the way it looks to me.
I mean, from what I've talked to him and everything like that.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him.
His full intentions was to build storage units out there and everything. That one reason he hadn't built the storage units is the economy. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things going on with that. He's just like anybody else, he's just trying to make a nickel.
Mm-hmm. That's going to affect those pads, too, the economy. But I think he ought to finish what he started, and then we'll look at it further. But he's not in compliance now, and I'm not willing to extend it.
What do you mean? To build the fence and then come back, or what are you talking about, Rick?
Remove the containers.
Do the original project.
Remove the containers and then come back to you?
The original project, what we approved.
Okay. So you're saying that if he builds a fence and removes the containers as they are now and come back, that you have to look at it in a different perspective?
My feelings, I would. I mean, the only reason I say that is because I think that he is trying to run over us. And
yeah, I don't know.
Like that.
I'm just here representing. I'm telling you what I know.
Sure, and that's right. You're just a representative.
Yeah.
And we're trying to explain to you so you can go back to him. If he'd wanted to do it right the first time, he should have done it that way.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't, and it doesn't sound to me, because it hasn't been that long ago.
Well, I'll tell you this much. There was no storage containers mentioned to me.
That's right.
When we done the original deal, because I told you that. Right.
Sure. I think there's one thing in there that they specifically stated.
No outside storage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion to deny.
I second that motion.
The motion has been made to deny the Case Lake shipping container storage part of it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
I'll tell him what you said about the removing them and building fence and coming back and everything.
Right.
So I also think they are, if he don't remove them, we ought to get the prosecutor and have them.
I don't blame you. It's law. I mean, you know, he's not supposed to have him there.
Good luck.
That may be a bigger feat than anything.
That'll be our next project.
We may be talking about that for a couple of years.
Yeah, maybe.
But you what?
He's out of here. Okay, on to Happy Hollow.
And on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, a compliance letter from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers shall be submitted to the Planning Department. And third, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Did the commission have any questions for the representative?
Now, this is a special use permit.
It's actually considered a Division 3.
It can't be, can it, with all the people that's involved?
Okay.
No, this would be permanent.
Yeah.
But the dock is going to be permanent, so.
Yeah.
He just won't do the parking places. Nice. I would make a motion to accept it as written.
I'll second.
Okay, we have made a motion that we'll accept as written. Say Happy Hollow. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Now, on the more pleasant day. I'm going to represent you here for the McAdden Mountain Realm.
And all I've really, all I've put together is just some slides, just showing the location, since this is the concept hearing. And this is located off of Jones Road, off of State Highway 86. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed, but.
Now, Bob, did we approve one either behind it or beside it?
Yes. Yeah, there is, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't recall if it was the one immediately behind this direction or if it's that one, but I do know you're exactly correct. There was a previous application that was approved for nightly rental. I believe it's this one,
well,
but I'm...
I think that was my client. You did that a few months ago.
Yes.
And I think there are actually five total in that area. My client's house is one of those.
Okay.
So I guess that they did get approval for it.
Yes.
I think that's the thing. We've only got one approval, and there's like four or five out there doing it.
Right. I don't know the other people. I would probably have to tell them.
And
representative, would you have any comments you'd like to make?
Yes, sir. We've been paying taxes to the county for some time as a nightly rental, and it just came to our attention that we needed special use permit, which we didn't know about earlier. And so we found out that's why we're here. So it's
by taxes, you mean sales tax?
Sales tax, yes, sir. In compliance with all the directives from state and county to doing that. And then when you approved the other one, it came to our attention that we needed to talk to you guys about something different. So that's why.
When you come back, you might just have how many in the area that has been approved that you know of.
As far as I know, there's only one. I don't know if that's correct. That's all I know.
I believe that's correct.
Rick, have you got plenty of parking and everything that's required?
I'll be honest, I haven't been out on site as of yet, but I believe he's got adequate. Okay.
That's the special use permit I was thinking about on the other one.
Well, I would say this, in the years we've been doing that, there's not been a problem parking in that property. There's no parking out on the street. The driveway is...
On a nightly rental, how many people are you talking about staying nightly?
Usually a maximum of eight. That's the normal, in a three-bedroom house with a sleeper sofa. And usually that's a couple cars, if maximum, in that driveway there.
I don't have anything.
Your neighbors there.
Yeah. Well, we have a good relationship with them. Nobody's ever raised an issue or problem with that, so hopefully we won't have an issue that'll be.
We're proud of you coming to us to do it right.
Yes, sir. Well, we always want to do that. Thank you very much. Anything else?
I don't have any.
Thank you.
Okay. Oakham Gunsmithing.
Oh, sorry, I've got the wrong one here.
I think there are. Very seldom. You can intuit up to that. Yeah. Well, there's nothing else in there. Just not even that it's practical.
Okay, and this is located off of State Highway T. Here's the parcel in question. And he's essentially seeking a special use permit for gunsmithing as a home occupation. I'll let him kind of explain the specifics here. And I tried to zoom in on the existing property here.
Where is that road,
Almost T? Uh-huh. Yes, off of State Highway T. Here's...
Regular T or T-20 or one of those?
It's just off regular T Highway. It's
yeah.
Road. Is that the same road that Cary Oakham does pump service?
No, it's...
Different road?
It's south of pump service.
You got plenty of room to target practice out there.
There won't be any. Would you like to tell us about it? There won't be an actual range open up for customers or for anybody. The only range shooting would be when I was had a test to do.
Okay.
Wouldn't be any.
Could be open shooting.
No. And it's primarily just a basic gunsmith repair, clean, maintenance, personnel.
Okay. The only traps you could have in and out of there is somebody bringing a gun to be fixed and somebody coming to fix one.
That's correct.
Does the commission have any questions?
Do you fire weapons out there frequently now?
No.
No.
I guess you say what you call frequently. I shoot my own weapons, but as far as any extra, that
probably wouldn't be.
There wouldn't be, no.
And no complaints from the neighbors or anything? No. What you're doing.
So we're not having a shooting range there, it's just strictly a gun.
Correct.
Any other questions?
And I've just got a few aerial photos showing the property in question. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed. And we've just got some aerial photos from the various sides of the building, basically.
Where is it located?
And this is located on Pomme de Terre, correct?
Or is yes, that the... and Pomme de Terre is off of T Highway there.
Yeah. And here's the property in question. Here's State Highway T.
That's the big thing you see from the lookout, I guess, around White Highway. Pomme de Terre.
I'm not familiar with it. We'll have to get familiar, though, because we don't want to run away on this nightly rental strung out all over the place.
Is that, when you go down wide and look across there, is that them three or four houses in the bottom down there?
No, across from there is just a cliff and more trees. There's nothing across the lake, straight across.
Yes, Randy, straight across from the house.
You want me to take you back?
Yeah, zoom back down there.
I can't, unfortunately. I can...
Go back to the other one. Basically, Tenacomo Woods subdivision. This is T-32 off of T Highway. There's a big subdivision just before you get there. I forget the name of it, but take down right to the end of that road, Pompey Terre takes off, goes around the cove. There's a swimming pool. That's one of their clubhouse or whatever down there. Off Lake Tenacomo, that you look across and see that property just across the cove. Okay. It's not the one you can see from one highway that you're thinking. Now that's farther down deep.
That's down there behind the Highlands?
Yeah, down there behind the Highlands subdivision.
You go all the way to the end of the bottom, and you follow that road back all the way
around. Follows Pomme de Terre, and I think it's around the first big cove, and then you run onto this. It's Pomme de Terre runs back in there quite a ways.
Are you up there at the power lines?
What's that?
Are you up there at the power lines?
There's one power line.
A big set of power lines all the way up.
There's not a big set. There's just the one telephone pole at the top of the driveway.
We don't go all the way to the
yeah. No, they're not that far down Pomme de Terre.
What size house is this?
It's a 6-bedroom house. It's pretty big size. I think it's about 3,600 square feet.
Nightly rentals expected how many?
We usually get around 12 to 15.
So you're doing it now?
Right. We've been paying taxes on it, and then we got a letter from you guys to apply for a permit.
And the only residences there are the other two, and you know what? What is Is that a house across from me there?
Right behind the house there, up to the left a little bit. Yeah, that's a house there. We've never had any problems with them at all or them call us or anything like that.
You recently had concrete poured out there?
Yes.
Had concrete driveway and a wall poured?
Yes.
I know exactly what's happening.
Bob, I should add, we also got a letter from the Homeowners Association saying that they do not object to the nightly rental, so it's not, we weren't trying to ram something through in the face of our neighbors, but we do have a letter from the HOA.
They get that cement from Conco?
That's a pretty place, though.
He didn't hear you.
I've sat in the driveway.
That all over.
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, Conco there, buddy.
Any more questions?
No.
All right, let's get to public hearing.
Thank you.
It is.
American concrete. Well, it's a pretty place. It's our top of the mountain.
We're going to have Multnomah County.
Okay.
That's my concern. Down the lake.
We're going to turn the residents all into motels.
Yeah, that's my concern.
Mine too. Oh, it has been.
Well, that first one, to me, I mean, everybody there is doing the same thing already.
Think we can do that over and over for us?
They all need to have letters.
Brandon. We could go. We could rent some houses out over.
Okay. Old and new business.
I really don't have anything at this time.
That's sack these puppies.
That's usually my deal.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.